graduation time is here, and today's graduates have a world of opportunities at their door. We have advice from Curtis G. Marsh next on Western Life Radio.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Graduating students are looking ahead to new possibilities. Curtis G. Marsh joins us with advice.
I go back and summarize Ogg's book. Today I begin a new life. Today you are a graduate. Today you begin a new life. The studies, the structure that you had must continue in different ways now in order for you to be successful. So today you begin a brand new life with the strength of what you've accomplished up to this point. And that leads me to number three, be concerned more about progress versus perfection. I was a perfectionist my entire life. I was the oldest of four kids, and perfection was a double-edged sword for me. It helped me a lot in my career, but also destroyed me in a lot of other ways. Perfection is non-existent. There is no such thing as perfection. It's progress. You measure your results by the standards that you set forth. So decide now how much progress you're going to allow yourself to make, what progress and what direction, and throw out perfection, because perfection will destroy you. I can speak from example that if things didn't go 100% the way I wanted to, whether it was sports, life, or my occupation, I got very frustrated and I lost control of my emotions. I couldn't laugh at the world. I lost sight of my goals. I gave up. So strive for progress, not perfection. Follow me on Twitter, Curtis G. Marsh at Twitter, or my Facebook, which is also Curtis G. Marsh. I share a lot of my thoughts and advice.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.